the European Union, but even that is not on the table right now. So it's just not true to talk about them joining NATO.
Excuse me, Professor, was Ukraine at the NATO meeting? Was Ukraine at the NATO meeting? Was Ukraine at the NATO meeting? Yes or no?
Yeah, they were discussing,
The only non-NATO member invited there?
Military.
Yes.
May I answer your
question?
Okay, if you ask a question, that's fine. Let me answer it.
Go ahead.
No, they were at the NATO meeting to discuss military aid from the NATO nations to Ukraine to defend against Russian subversion, Russian sabotage, Russian troops, Russian infiltration. That is why they were there. Not to join NATO, but to seek military aid from the United States and other NATO
Victoria
nations.
How about Victoria Nuland claiming and bragging
themselves
on tape?
Oh, stop with Victoria
Nuland.
Let me tell you a secret. Let me tell you a secret.
Dollars.
I know. Let me just. Okay, you know, you can cry Victoria Nuland until the cows
I'm
come
just talking
home.
About facts
I know
the news.
Some of the
it's
highest level. Let me know. Well, I'll give you some facts.
It's on tape.
I know
I mean,
very
she is
well
the
and very
Secretary
closely.
Of State,
please,
right?
May I finish answering your question, please? I know some of the highest level people in the
sure.
American government. The policy is not being made by Victoria Nuland. It's being made well above her pay grade. You can throw that dog around all you want. It's false. She's not making the policy. And it is not the policy of the United States or NATO for Ukraine to join NATO. Now,
let me jump in here,
Bembedowski.
I apologize.
We can do that.
Bembedowski, I don't want to team up with Sarah.
Sure. One second.
I'd like to. Sarah Flounders, one second. Let me throw this at you, Bembedowski, not to team up with Sarah Flounders against you. But this is what Obama has said. He has called on NATO to strengthen Ukraine's military, a move that some say is signaling a toughening of Washington's response to Russian aggression. Also, Obama said NATO should be open to accepting members in the region as part of a broader strategy to counter Russia. What does that show on the part of the U.S., Brent Podolsky?
Well, number one, the first two things you said are correct, that there is a discussion, as I said, of providing military aid from the United States and other NATO nations to the government in Kiev to defend themselves against Russian attacks, subversion, call it whatever you will. That is true. But in terms of NATO accepting or seeking membership by Ukraine, that is not the policy, the goal, the hope, or the intent of the United States or the NATO nations. Again, the point, to go back to what I was saying earlier,
what is a European
what needs
agreement?
To happen now
What's
is
What's a European
what,
agreement that Ukraine was being asked to sign?
Would you like to talk about the let's talk
what
about the European agreement in the Budapest Memorandum of the 1990s, when Russia agreed not to use military force
no,
or
I'm
military
talking about
threats
the one this
against
year.
The sovereignty of Ukraine. No, you want to talk about agreements, we'll talk about the Budapest Agreement. If you don't know what it is, research it.
Well, let's talk about
but
Secretary of State Baker
it was
saying
NATO would not expand one inch
to the east.
I'm not, the Secretary of State, Secretary
Wasn't
of State
that
Baker is no longer Secretary of State. It's Secretary of State Kerry. But,
no, but
what,
didn't
what
he
was
promise
said
NATO
in the
would
Budapest
not expand
memorandum,
one inch to the east? Did he not say that? NATO is
not expanding. What the Budapest Agreement memorandum stated.
NATO's not
that
expanding.
Was signed
NATO
by
has
Russia.
NATO has more than doubled in size.
May I finish? That
NATO's
what the
not
Budapest
expanding?
Memorandum
Are we on the
said
same planet?
Is that in, may I with all due respect, why don't I speak and then you speak and then I'll speak, okay? If you want to cross-examine, we can play that game,
sure.
But we're not
okay.
In Moscow now playing by Putin's rules, okay? That what the Budapest Memorandum said and Ukraine honored is that Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons in return for the protection of its sovereignty by the United States, Britain, and Russia. Russia has violated that. Russia has invaded the sovereignty of Ukraine after Ukraine honored its obligations under the Budapest Memorandum and gave up its nuclear weapons, which Ukraine probably has reason to regret that they did. What the United States and NATO want to do is to restore the status quo of what was agreed to by the Russians, by Ukraine, the Brits, and the United States in the Budapest Memorandum. That is the agreement. Trust me, nobody in the United States is pushing for Ukraine to go back into NATO. That is not true. They're
okay.
not. That's a fact.
Sir
what
Flounders?
They do want is trade relations.
Sir Flounders, go ahead with response to Brent Podolsky.
All right. Okay, we could go all the way back, and it's important to Secretary of State Baker's commitment that NATO would not expand one inch to the east if the Warsaw Pact get a military agreement was dissolved. And that did happen. As a matter of fact, Russian troops were withdrawn from East Germany, from the GDR, and from East Europe. And right shortly after that, talking about 2003, 2004, the expansion of NATO happened. Now, we're talking about the Balkans, we're talking about Hungary, we're talking about Poland, the Czech Republic, and on, we're talking about Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. We're talking about right to the very borders of Russia. NATO has certainly expanded, and NATO has aggressively expanded with its troops, with its missile shields, with all of the forces involved. Now, the subversion of Ukraine to bring Ukraine and Georgia forcibly into NATO is part of the whole policy of the encirclement of Russia. It is aggressive military moves that have been moving forward very quickly. It's extremely dangerous. And yes, it's true that the U.S. wants Ukraine as a whole in NATO. And all of this was stopped by a genuine grassroots movement in East Ukraine that refused to go along with an imposed coup government, an overthrow of the elected government in Ukraine, an orchestration of completely set up elections, the use of fascist right-wing, right sector forces which use Nazi insignia in their flags, on their helmets, on their very outfits.
Okay.
These forces, and it's not a laughing matter, the very terror that they have spread in Ukraine.
No, you
so
mentioned,
they want
hold,
to
let me
bring
interject.
Ukraine as
you
a whole
you mentioned
into
Secretary
NATO, into the European Union. No, now I didn't interrupt
now,
you.
Let me ask you.
Their policy, and it's not a secret policy, is to bring Ukraine into the Western alliance and to bring it under the NATO umbrella. Now, that is why, and it was very publicly stated, Ukraine was at the NATO meeting, the only non-NATO member welcomed to the NATO meeting and told that they would even have NATO protection. There's no way to get around Obama declaring publicly to the entire NATO meeting that there was a Russian invasion going on, and then the OSCE to say there's no Russian forces at all on the border. Now, does Russia have a right to have its tanks on its own side of the border, its troops on its own side of the border, when NATO is making aggressive moves like this and is right on the Russian border with tanks and troops? Of course. And they'd better have it, because given the NATO expansion to the very borders of Russia, this is risking world war. It's dangerous
very
for
well.
All the people. And for again and again, during a ceasefire, for the forces in Kiev, these fascist forces, to be bombing civilian populations in Donetsk, in Lugansk, just consider what that means. There are ways of resolving this peacefully, but that is not what has been coming from Washington, and that is not what is being pushed by NATO. They're demanding the complete destruction of this resistance. It simply says, we want autonomy. We want a right to have a say in this. We want a right to be
a
federation.
Can I have a crack at that?
Ukraine structure can't be decided from Kiev.
Can I have a crack at that?
Go ahead, Brent Badowski.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Ernest Hemingway, and you write better fiction. Please let me finish. You write better fiction than he did. When was Secretary of State Baker last Secretary of State? Give me the date. You've quoted him, what, 6, 7 times? When did he leave as Secretary of State?
You know what we're talking about? Well,
your source?
Right.
When did he leave
as
Secretary of State?
Yes, exactly. This is the time of the collapse of the Soviet Union. And we're talking about, this was in 1990, 1991.
You're quoting the Secretary
of
State.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not a laugh.
Yeah. The best you can quote is a Secretary of State before President Obama.
That's when the Warsaw Pact.
Let me finish.
Yeah,
now.
But I also
let me reclaim
Obama
my time
and,
here
and
get.
I'd
like.
Biden
I'd like equal
and Assistant
time.
Secretary of State Nuland, who is
now,
just
interrupting
this year.
Does not mean
well, that's this
interrupting
year, so we
does not mean you're telling
okay.
the truth.
Let Brent Badowski talk here. Sir Flowers, Brent Badowski needs some time. Let him get some time in here.
You seem to have learned your attitudes of. Yeah, you seem to have learned your attitudes about democracy from Mr. Putin's Politburo over there, interrupting, berating, and making up fiction. Secretary of State Baker was Secretary of State before President Obama,
me.
Before President Bush. Please let me finish. Before
right.
President Bush and before President Clinton. He was four presidents ago. You got to be joking quoting him. The Budapest Memorandum was being honored to the 1990s and the first decade of the 20th century, 21st century. It was being honored after Baker, after Clinton, after W. Bush. It was broken under Obama by Putin, and that's when the trouble started. So spare me your discussion of the Secretary of State from 20 plus years ago. That's not even close to relevant. Russia has the right to mass troops on the border, but not if it is threatening Ukraine in violation of the Budapest Memorandum. Russia does not have the right to infiltrate 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 of its special forces people
Here to Sarah Flounders. Sarah Flounders, Sergey Lavrov coming up saying reset relations with the U.S., while the U.S. president of the U.N. saying that Russian aggression in Europe recalls the days when large nations trampled small ones, calling Russia's moves a threat to the world order.
Well, if we're going to talk about large nations trampling smaller countries, we really have to start with Washington, whether it's in Iraq or Afghanistan or Libya or throughout Eastern Europe, or whether we're talking about the bombing in the Balkans of Bosnia and Serbia. If we're going to talk about big nations trampling small countries, then the country that has more than 1,000 bases around the world is who we should be addressing. Now, if we're also going to talk about a consistent policy for 20 plus years, and that's why I quote Secretary of State Baker, but it's also why I also quote Victoria Nuland, Assistant Secretary of State now, or Vice President Biden, or President Obama, who are the present officials who are making absolutely outlandish claims about the Ukraine. And it is their aggressive policy for more than 20 years.
Okay, I gotta unfortunately jump in here because we just don't have the time. We're fresh out of time. Thank you very much.
NATO
Sarah
Alliance.
Flounders from the International
and
Action Center talking to us from New York. And thank you, Brent Podolsky. I'm sure we'll have you back. Columnist at The Hill who spoke to us from Washington. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. For Mika Vitale and the entire team in the capital of Tehran, it's goodbye.